Support for this podcast and the following message come from Corient. Corient provides wealth management services centered around you. They focus on exceeding your expectations and simplifying your life. Corient has been helping high achievers just like you enjoy their lives more fully, preserve their wealth, and provide for the people, causes, and communities they care about. As one of the largest integrated fee-only registered investment advisors in the U.S., Corient has deeply experienced teams in 23 strategic locations. Corient has extensive knowledge spanning the full spectrum of planning, investing, lending, and money management disciplines. Leverage Corient's exclusive network of experts to craft custom solutions designed to help you reach your financial goals, no matter how complex they may be. Real wealth requires real solutions. For more information, connect with a wealth advisor today at Corient.com. That's Corient.com. Corient.com.
Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you, with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Listen to the Tony Bruno Show with Harry Mays. Weekdays from 3 to 6 p.m. Eastern on Dan Patrick Radio, Channel 211, and with the SiriusXM app.
Welcome back to the Tony Bruno Show with Harry Mays on SiriusXM 211.
We kick into another hour, Harry, on the Friday Free For All. I want to thank Mike Golick again for joining us. First and last show on radio. Yo. Andrew Siciliano. And this wasn't planned this way, because Mike Golick and I started Fox, the ESPN morning show. Andrew Siciliano and I started the Fox Sports Radio morning show. This isn't just this is a coincidence, because we've been trying to get Andrew on from the NFL Network, because we had Colleen Wolf on.
Yes.
And then I ripped Andrew when Colleen Wolf was on, asking why he's not coming on the show. Recently.
Yes. Now, how long after the Golick show, when you left the show with Golick, did you start with Siciliano? Like, was it immediate?
No, because I had a contract at ESPN.
Oh, okay, so you had to non-compete for a while.
But there wasn't even a Fox Sports Radio to go to. So that was like I was looking to get out of a deal to go to a better deal.
So what did you do?
I did nothing for a year.
He went to Sedona.
I went to this desert. I combed the desert.
He went to find himself.
Were you like looking for crystals and
oh,
stuff?
Oh, yeah. I did the whole thing. Yeah. Hippie chicks.
Dude.
I go back, lay on the vortexes at Bell Rock.
Did you go to Burning Man?
No, I didn't go. Not that. I've been to Burning Man, but not that time.
But realistically, emotionally, you were having a really hard time
Absolutely.
At that point, because this was a very tough decision for you to leave ESPN.
And
you
I didn't even smoke any weed. I mean, if I was going to smoke weed, it would be when I went to Sedona and laid out on the red rocks, feeling the energy of the Earth's vortices, buying the crystals.
Bro, I'm low-key faded, bro.
Because everybody was telling you, what the hell are you doing? You were questioning your decision.
I told you the story. When I left ESPN, I was the second highest paid guy at ESPN, period.
Right.
Chris Berman was the only guy that was making more money than me. And I walked away from another two guaranteed years of salary.
What the hell were you thinking?
There was a lot of stuff going on, Harry. And I love Mike. And I'll say this, with all due respect to Greenberg, if I had stuck around with Mike and stayed the course there and waited for them to expand, Mike Greenberg would be doing the 2 a.m. ESPN news shows right now between infomercials.
Exactly.
So Mike Greenberg should be grateful that I left. Because there was a process to try to find a replacement for me. He wasn't the first guy in there.
Right.
They brought in different people and auditioned
them.
Oh,
the old revolving chair.
Yeah. And they did that. And I felt bad, and I told Mike, and I've known Mike forever. We stay in contact. And I'm not, Greenberg, God bless him. He's had a great career.
We need to get Golick on the couch, though, man.
Absolutely.
Yeah, that would be epic.
Laying down on the couch, like, wasted?
No.
So
we'll pump him full of alcohol and do a show when we're all wasted, Harry.
Oh, my God. Donuts. We'll do the after show, the blue show afterwards.
Yeah, we'll start
two
off
cups
with
of vodka.
Yeah.
Good vodka.
Mm-hmm.
And a big pitcher.
A big pitcher, Harry.
Pour it right in.
Absolutely.
Pour it right in there, Harry.
So after
he would fit this show like a glove, by the way.
After Tony was like going through this sort of, for lack of a better word, a midlife crisis,
Yeah, definitely wasn't an epiphany.
No. That's when Fox reached out to him.
There was no Fox.
I know, but they reached out to you saying, we want to start this network. We want to start a new network called Fox Sports Radio.
Right.
They wanted to compete against ESPN, but it was I had no knowledge of it. Again, so why would I leave a guaranteed situation to go somewhere else when I didn't have somewhere else to go?
So you didn't think about coming back to Philly and doing local in the interim again? Or
no, because I was doing national radio. I was on the number one national morning show, the only national morning show that was going to eventually be cleared, but it wasn't for a year. Mm-hmm. I'm not crying about it. I made a mistake. I was upset.
We all can agree it was a stupid decision.
It wasn't just a snap decision, though.
Yeah,
it was a decision that built up. And I don't want to go into it. It'll be in my book and my companion DVD.
Right.
When I write a book.
It sounds like Robin's already putting the book together because she's got this pretty detailed, and this was pre-Robin.
Yeah, I'm taking notes.
This was back in the good old days, allegedly.
Exactly right.
Well, I think that there were a couple good old days. This was in between some of those good old days, I think.
A little downtime.
Yeah, there was a down. Yeah, okay. It was a little dip.
And you know, I'll say this about Mike Greenberg. I don't really know the guy. I mean, I see him. We're cordial. I don't have any problems with him. He was there. I left. He took the job. What am I going to say? He shouldn't have taken the job? Of course he did. He was the perfect guy for ESPN. He was the, you know, because Mike and I had fun, like I've always done.
Right.
And ESPN, the new management people came in after I was there for 8 years, and then Mike and I for a year, and they decided that we were having too much fun.
Is that right?
And they wanted a straight and narrow guy to do the Disney, everything's got to be straight.
I've heard that before.
Mm-hmm.
Again, and I'm not knocking him, God bless him. But there's no doubt, if I hadn't been micromanaged and some other things that happened there, and the fact that they didn't span the show and were putting Radio Disney on, that frustrated me. Because I knew Mike and I would be able to kill it nationally. And we would have never, there would never have been a Fox Sports Radio if ESPN had expanded that show after a year beyond Chicago. And that's when I became so frustrated that I said, I can't do this anymore. And I literally was going to get out of the business. But then I sat around. I went to Sedona. I sat around at night. And I had people calling me, wanting to hire me in Boston to do local radio and all these different markets. And I said, no, I don't want to do local radio. I don't want to do any radio right now. And then about 6 months later, I get a call from California. It was Premier Radio Networks.
Oh, yeah, okay.
And it was Craig Kitchen who hired Jim Rome Rush Limbaugh and all these other talents who were individual talents, not associated with any particular network. And they said Premier was going to be the front for Fox Sports Radio. Fox Sports Radio was just a brand that they paid to use their name. ESPN is ESPN. It's run by ESPN. Fox Sports Radio was run by Premier Radio Networks for a long time. Mm-hmm. So that's the story there. It's all boring radio stuff. No, the book will not be called The Strapper Chronicles, although that would be a good name. Exactly. Now, Dean, of course, is giving me this woulda, coulda. I'm not woulda, coulda, shouldas. I'm saying that I was frustrated and I left, and I left a good deal. And I probably would have $10 million in the bank right now if I had stayed there.
Yeah, but then if you get your divorce, they would have been gone anyway.
Yeah, but giving half of $8 million up is better than giving half of $1 million up, Harry.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying here?
Still.
Again, I didn't know I was going to get divorced. I had no plans of getting divorced. Meanwhile, let's get it back to whatever the hell we're getting it back to.
I was trying to think if I should say something at that point, but there was nothing I could think of saying there.
No, it was a good pause.
Yeah, it was a good pause, yeah.
Yeah.
Am I ripping? Was I ripping Mike Greenberg? You think there?
No.
Saying that he would be doing the overnight shift on ESPN News.
He fell into an opportunity and he grasped it with.
I'll just add one more thing to this. I think Mike Greenberg did Mike Golic dirty.
You do?
Yeah, they're partners. Mm-hmm. Their show is a success.
I was wondering if that brought up.
I just thought of it.
Yeah.
Remember, if Mike Greenberg doesn't get all uppity and think that he's a star.
Well, he wanted to do TV again.
Yeah, I know he did.
Yeah.
And their show was on TV. Their show was on ESPN, too, Mike and Mike.
Right.
But he wanted to be alone on it.
He thought he was the guy, you know. And then a lot of partnerships end like this.
Yeah.
I'm the star. No, you're the star. Again, I'm not saying that they didn't get along. But I'll tell you what, I just think that once Greenberg decided he wanted to go off on his own and end Mike and Mike, remember, it wasn't Golic that wanted to end Mike.
No.
It was Greenberg that wanted to end Mike and Mike. And so then Greenberg gets the morning show. He talks himself into a deal. I want to do a national TV show where I'll be the star. And they put some people in there, and it didn't work at first, and then they change it. And this happens in a lot of new shows.
Right. They've changed that lineup a lot.
Exactly.
Now they've got – it's sort of like a whole cast of characters, and Greenberg's really the only constant.
Right.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And again, I don't hate Mike Greenberg. I don't even dislike him. So how can I hate him?
But
the bottom line is this. If Mike Greenberg didn't throw Mike Golic under the bus, Mike and Mike could have stayed on forever.
And Absolutely. Wasn't the worst part of that, Tony, correct me if I'm wrong, but from what I've read, even before I started with you here, was it wasn't about Greeny leaving him, it's about how he left him. Golic didn't even know that Greeny
was running off. Yeah, but Golic's a class act. He didn't rip Greenberg during the whole thing. He didn't rip him.
No.
And again, Greenberg wanted to be the big star. I'm not saying he didn't like Mike. He just thought, I'll get a TV show. I'll be on the morning TV show where I'll have the guests come in into New York. Remember, that studio was in New York.
Right.
He wants to live in New York. ESPN was in Connecticut. If you worked there, you had to live in Connecticut if you're full-time. And so Greenberg wanted to live in New York City. That God bless him.
They built a studio,
They built the studios in ESPN. They built them in L.A., and they do shows out of there. And so Greenberg wanted to be in New York. They built the studio. And they do a lot of shows now out of that New York studio. So that's what happened.
I think that's where the Stephen A. Show is.
And then the show stumbled, get up out of the gate, and they've made a lot of changes. I don't know what they're doing in the ratings, but to show you what happened, they paid Greenberg a lot of money.
Mm-hmm.
And then once all this stuff happened with radio where they blew it up and changed the whole operation, they said to Greenberg, hey, we're paying you a lot of money to do a two-hour TV show. What say you stick in here and come back and do a two-hour radio show in the afternoon, right?
Yeah.
And that's what companies do. Hey, you can take it now or you can take it later.
You know what he used to be doing after the post-production meetings of the TV show? He'd get on a ferry and go over to Bayonne Country Club where he belongs.
Ah.
How do you know this? Is this inside? This is a breaking news.
It's a fat guy.
So what?
I'm saying it's awesome.
Yeah.
But now that's
you only had to work
over
2 hours a day
and
be done by 9 a.m., wouldn't you go out and play golf?
Absolutely.
You wouldn't even have to take a ferry.
I'm wishing I was him.
Boom.
Damn right.
More importantly, though, Tony, I want to point out that Jeff Bruder on the Twitch stream is telling you, Tony, Robin is worth the $8 million loss.
Absolutely. That's a huge loss.
I hate to do it to Jeff Bruder.
No, we'll just leave it at that. No further comments are necessary.
What say you, Tony?
I say
we have been hoodwinked, bamboozled, led astray, run amok, and flat out deceived.
Exactly right. That's what's happened here.
Josie, cut any other comments off. Let's leave it at that.
Anyway, we're going to talk football now. Well, not now, when we come back from the break, Harry.
Andrew Siciliano.
Has he been drinking today?
I doubt it.
I think he's off today.
Yeah, he's off today. But he went on a bike ride. I bet you I know where he went.
I hope he didn't go down to Jacksonville with Tom Coughlin.
Oh, yeah, he crashed on his
some
bike.
Dude
somebody
ran into his
him.
Bicycle.
Yeah.
And the guy's 73, and
he's got a punctured lung or something.
He's got fractured ribs, a punctured lung. Some strapper on a bike went right by him, hit his front tire, and boom, down went Coughlin.
Yeah.
Wow, how about that? That's why you got to watch those strappers on bikes. I hope Andrew didn't have any problems. There's a lot of strappers in L.A., too. And most of them are low-key faded, bro. That's coming up next, because there's a lot of NFL news to get to, too, Harry. And maybe we'll squeeze in a little NBA a minute or two later on.
Oh, yeah?
I tried to warn everybody yesterday, take the dogs. I said that both teams who were favored would not cover. The Lakers were 5-point favorites. They didn't cover.
Yep.
And the Pelicans were favored, and they lost outright to your Utah Jazz, Harry.
It's a terrible loss for the Pelicans.
Thank you, Christopher Russo. That's a pretty good Mad Dog right there. You can fill in for him when he's on vacation.
Yeah, right.
All right, Mikey. We're coming right back with Andy, who I've never called him that. It's Andrew Siciliano. You know what I'm saying, Harry? He's coming up next. Stick around.
The Tony Bruno Show.
So we found out that white bros in the bubble are doing the beer shotgunning. J.J. Redick and some guy named
Myers Leonard.
I thought that was an electronics store in Indiana. Go to Myers Leonard today and get yourself a brand new
swimsuit. Check. Sunscreen. Check. Phone charger. Check. Don't forget to pack the 5-Hour Energy. It fits great in a pocket or carry-on, and the alert feeling will help you arrive ready for anything. Now get 20% off when you use code 5HETRAVEL at 5HOURENERGY.com. Expires April 30th. One-time use only. Not valid with other discounts. Remember, visit 5hourenergy.com and use code 5HETRAVEL to save 20%.
75-inch plasma.
50% off on VCRs.
Harry, it's Myers Leonard. His prices are insane.
Catch new episodes of The Tony Bruno Show with Harry Mays. Weekday afternoon starting at 3 Eastern on Dan Patrick Radio Channel 211 and the SiriusXM app.
When life is in chaos, your home is your safe haven. It's your most important asset. But do you own it? Don't be so sure. Imagine getting evicted for non-payment of a loan you never took out. It happened to Deborah, and it's happening everywhere. It's called home title theft, and the FBI calls it one of the fastest-growing crimes. It's why I urge you to get Home Title Lock. Your home's legal title is kept online, and thieves know it. They'll forge your signature on your home's title, and that's it. They legally own your home. Then they can take out loans on your home. Your bank doesn't cover you, and neither does your insurance. The only way I know of to avoid this nightmare and possible eviction is with Home Title Lock. Go to HomeTitleLock.com and register your address to see if you're already a victim. And use code SAVE for 30 free days of protection to help you through this crisis. Go to HomeTitleLock.com. HomeTitleLock.com.
There are those who stand forever ready. Ready to defend the nation. Ready to fight for what matters, no matter what. Do you have what it takes? Find out at GoArmy.com/warriors.
We've got Tony Bruno Show gear, yo. Check out the TonyBrunoShow.com shop for all your beautiful and I am pissed off t-shirts. And don't forget the popular, if we're going to die, let us die drunk at least. Plus new t-shirts and other paraphernalia being added daily. Go to TonyBrunoShow.com/shop to purchase and for more information.
This is about more than work. It's about growing a community. Every day, across the country, the highly skilled, highly trained members of the IBEW are committed to doing the job right, doing the job safe, and doing the job on time. Because while we might be experts in our field, we're also your friends and neighbors. IBEW, the power professionals in your neighborhood.
I can't get my computer to work.
Let me help you with that.
How'd you do that?
I just got techie with Geeks On Site.
Our geeks literally come on site. No need to stop what you're doing or block off time. We come to your home, office, or wherever you are. And we don't just fix whatever computer issues you might be having. We explain and teach you along the way so you can feel empowered and then help others at home or in your office. Better yet, don't have time for tech support to come to you? Let us remote into your desktop or laptop, and one of our geeks will instantly walk you through. We offer affordable prices on our remote services and IT support. You and those in your office will never have to wait hours to have your technical questions answered. Get your free computer diagnosis today with your very own geek.
Get started now and we'll help you instantly. Call 877-518-3283. 877-518-3283. That's 877-518-3283.
Are you listening to the Tony Bruno and Harry May Show Monday through Friday at 3 p.m. Eastern? You can catch it right here on Dan Patrick Radio, SiriusXM 211, and on the SiriusXM app.
Welcome back to the Tony Bruno Show with Harry Mays on SiriusXM 211.
It's a Friday fun fest. I love when people on the chat board tell me about things that I know as fact and tell me that they're not fact. Okay, when I'm wrong, you can criticize. That's one thing about the show. If I say something wrong, Robin says something wrong, Harry does, Couch Guy, Ryan, even Joe C, but he never says anything wrong. His knowledge is phenomenal because we only ask him about music questions and mob things.
Right.
Well, speaking of mob, but with Joe Pesci up.
Yeah, we got a good Joe Pesci update.
Great Joe Pesci update.
With audio.
With audio.
Yeah.
Ladies and gentlemen, let's go to the beach now. A man wearing sunglasses, a full shirt, a Los Angeles Rams shirt, and he's not wearing a mask, and the governor Newsom of California has not sent down state police to have him apprehended and removed from the beach. We've just lost the picture. Maybe Governor Newsom has interfered now and cut off the line of communications, realizing that Andrew Siciliano from the NFL Network on his day off is on the beach. And now I can't see him. Can we hear him at least? Andrew, are you there?
I don't think it's going to work, so we're probably going to have to switch over to phone. Darn it. But
we had a good picture. Yeah, it was
perfect.
We did have a good
we
picture.
We can do Eitan from a golf course. Walking the entire golf course single-handedly at 8, and you can't have Andrew Siciliano on the beach in L.A.?
Sitting in a chair?
Is Silk Bra shutting down his feed?
I think so.
Silk Bra and our boys down there in the O.C. who hate everything about the beach and about people not wearing masks and want to shame everybody.
He's a hall monitor, that Silk
Bra. He really is, man. He's a snitch.
I know he's a teacher in real life, but now that they're not in school, he's like a hall monitor.
He really is a hall monitor. Not the kind we like either. Bruh.
He's right in the middle of the mass debate.
Yes, he is. He does it every day, actually, if I'm out of here, out there.
That's stupid.
No, it's not. Some people have to like it. So we'll try to get Andrew back on. I was all set. Did you see him? He had the sunglasses on.
I know. It looked like he was decked out in a long-sleeved, like, T-shirt.
He had
or
a Los Angeles Rams shirt, the long sleeve, because he's protecting himself from the dangerous ultraviolet rays of the sun, Harry.
Does he not know of sunscreen?
He has sunscreen, but you got to be careful, Harry. Even though he's not a pasty white dude like Robin, who's a white chick. But now we get him on the phone because I don't know what happened to the video stream, which was awesome. Did you get chased off the beach by the cop, the same cop who ran after that guy who had a surfboard and was paddleboarding a couple of months ago, right in the water, Andrew?
No, I didn't hear you or see you.
We had you perfectly clear. You had your sunglasses on.
Had a Rams T-shirt on.
You had
on.
A long sleeve Los Angeles Rams. Are you wearing long pants? Because you looked like you were protected.
It's not long sleeve. I didn't see you or hear you. How are you, Doug?
I'm good, man. Now, how are you on the beach when everything is in quarantine? Does Governor Newsom know? And why aren't you wearing a mask?
I actually am wearing a buff over my face, and there's no restriction for the beach. That was only for 4th of July.
Now, let me ask, which particular beach are you on now?
I am in the South Bay. I'm in Manhattan Beach.
Bruh, that's good, man. Yeah, you don't want to be at Venice Beach. You don't know what you'll find in the sand there or on the boardwalk. Andrew Siciliano with a rare off day. So I had Golic on, Mike Golic, my first partner at ESPN, now Andrew. We started at Fox Sports Radio. Coincidence? You're supposed to say, I think not. Come on, man.
Oh, I'm sorry. I think not.
I hate to do
it.
He's
watching the surfers.
No, I'm sorry. Wait, what did I miss there?
I was talking about the whole bit was we had Mike Golic on last hour and then Andrew Siciliano the next hour. Coincidence. And the line is, I think not.
I don't know the line. Where is that from?
I don't know. I just heard it for years.
I don't know the line.
Is he low-key faded?
I think you're – are you low? Because you get a day off. There's a lot of football going on, and you get a day off, and you go to the beach.
I have no idea what the line is. I was waiting for you to finish your damn thought.
Is he hanging with Ezekiel Elliott on the beach?
Are you like – I know you're in L.A., Manhattan Beach, man. That's a cool place, bro.
I honest to goodness have no idea what you're talking about.
I know is there a lot of talent on a Friday afternoon on the beach in Manhattan Beach this afternoon?
No. Thankfully, it's empty. If there were people here, I wouldn't be here.
You're the only person on the beach?
No, I'm not the only person on the beach, but it's reasonably empty. I don't go to the beach on a weekend when it's filled with people. That's stupid and reckless. It's not like I'm going to move to Jackson. So, I come to the beach on, if I'm lucky enough to have a weekday, and then I'll come to the beach and just put my feet up and read a book when there aren't people.
Andrew Siciliano, of course, it's not kind of awkward, and I apologize for making this awkward. But we need to talk some football, man. I wanted to ask you because I heard you're on the beach. I saw you on the beach, and then all of a sudden you're gone.
I want to know what book he's reading.
Yeah, what are you reading right now?
I am reading a book by Sally Jenkins, and it's actually about, it's called The Real American, the Native American school that was set up in Carlisle by an Army general in
the
late
college.
1800s.
The War College, yeah.
They, no. It was specifically for Native Americans, and they took off a reservation to the West. They shipped them to Carlisle, and then eventually they started playing football.
Jim
Thorpe. They started playing all the Ivy. Yes,
yeah.
Eventually Jim Thorpe, all the Ivy League teams. I'm reading about that.
Wow.
It's actually really awesome.
As Vin Scully would say during a Dodger broadcast, what's interesting to note here about Carlisle,
yeah.
Pennsylvania, I applied for a job at a Carlisle, Pennsylvania radio station right out of college and was turned down for the job. I couldn't work in Carlisle, Pennsylvania. That's
wow.
how little regard.
It's just like Michael Jordan getting cut off his baby back.
Exactly right.
Yes, but different.
All right, now you guys are about this crap, you know, you're about jumping in to football, training camps, and now we got a lot of developments. Everybody's looking at baseball. People are talking about the Buffalo Bills. They sent their rookies home. Now they're doing virtual learning sessions on the internet. So are you concerned as a person who works at the NFL Network, and this is your career, and then, of course, the Red Zone Channel and all the other good stuff, are you starting to be worried, and are your colleagues at the NFL Network starting to worry about football maybe not returning? I know Kyle Brandt is, and he was going crazy the other day about all the negativity about people who appear to be so over the top rooting for football not to come back because they're so concerned for everybody else when this is their job.
Yeah, I don't think anyone's rooting for not to come back. I think that's silly. I don't honestly remember what Kyle tweeted. I know everyone's up in arms about it. I was on the air at the time. As for getting worried, I don't know that anyone's worried. I just think that it's reasonable for anyone to say that no one knows what tomorrow's going to look like in any line of work. You know, we think baseball is wonderful, then you wake up and you read about think this is happening, and then, you know, you wake up and you realize that this game is canceled, but you think we're going back to school, then we're not going back. This store is open, that store is closed. So I don't know that anyone is worried. I just think no one knows. They're hopeful. They're optimistic. I think what, like, Doug Peterson said this week, he says, you know, he feels amazingly safe in the building, that it's actually one of the safest places to be. And I know that sounds backwards, but realize these guys have to test negative 3 times in 4 days to even enter the damn building. So, I mean, that's a lot safer than standing in line at Target and getting your temperature taken. You know, this is an entirely different level. Matter of fact, you could argue that it's the most stringent health in any business, in any building in America.
Yep.
Which is great now. You know, the question becomes, how does that now work eventually when everyone starts playing football? That's the question. I'm actually pretty confident we'll get to week one. I'm actually very confident. But once we get there, then no one knows how the games will play out. And that is the big question that truly no one has an answer to. You can be optimistic, but you also have to be pragmatic. We just don't know.
I hear you. Now, Andrew, people are wondering whether you have the old Jay Glazer cell phone line out there or the Bill Moss superphone from back in the day.
Bill Moss superphone.
How many people remember that? Remember Bill Moss?
Yeah, sure.
The offensive lineman in the NFL, and he was a big-time analyst. Mm-hmm. And then he had the Bill Moss superphone.
It might be my favorite football celebrity endorsement ever, right up there with when Dick Butkus used to sell hibachis at North Avenue Beach in Chicago, right by Lakeshore Drive on one of those, like, 3 in the morning infomercials. You ever see that one?
Oh, yeah. By the way, we got a listener on our Twitch stream watching us said that Bill Moss is his uncle because he's a Delaware County, Pennsylvania guy.
Wow.
The great Bill Moss.
Wow. You get Bill Moss fanboy.
Brian in Bridgeport.
Brian
That's
in Bridgeport.
Who it is.
By the way, people are asking about, do you have a Sports Illustrated football phone, perhaps? Because you're a little dicey. Your connection's a little dicey. Sometimes
no,
it sounds
I'm sorry.
Good.
It's the wind. I don't have a Bill Moss super phone or a Sports Illustrated phone. I did, however, back in the day, have one of those hamburger phones. Remember those?
No.
Look them up. Google hamburger phone right now. And they were touchstone phones, and they looked like a hamburger, like a plastic hamburger.
Yes.
And then you opened them up. Remember those?
A friend of mine had one of those.
No.
I remember.
And
yeah.
I wish I still had it because I could probably sell it on eBay for like a grand.
Exactly right.
Well, I know Andrew's a Syracuse guy.
Absolutely.
Right? So he's reading a book about Carlisle. What is the relationship between Carlisle and Syracuse? Can you name this person?
Oh, gosh. Billy Owens?
Bang.
That's
that great, is
Billy
great.
Owens. Now,
that's
let me
a
give
great
you a roaring
job.
Round of applause. You know, all these Syracuse guys, they may not look smart, but every single one that I allow on this show, because I don't allow every Syracuse guy on, but everyone we have.
We have a quota for
we
Syracuse
We do have a Syracuse
guys.
Quota on this program.
I'm glad I helped you hit the numbers today.
All right, Andrew. Now, the other story, which broke earlier today, and that is the Antonio Brown saga. Remember, he was complaining. First, he said he retired again for the second time. Then he came out a couple days later and said, you know, all I want is the NFL to give me closure on this stuff so that I can see if somebody wants to hire me. And so the NFL apparently said, hey, you know what? 8 games, conduct detrimental to the league, so you're going to have to sit. If you sign somewhere else, you'll sit for the first 8 games. Will someone sign him now that this stuff has been cleared? The league decision has been made. I don't know what the legal settlement will be, but I think it's a civil case, right?
Yeah, there's still a civil case out there. Listen, there's enough interest and there's enough smoke. I think someone will probably sign him, but the idea that somebody can sign him and that Antonio Brown won't do something to, for lack of a better description, definite between now and week 9, to me, those chances are slim. I mean, the guy retired 3 weeks ago, and then 3 days later he said he didn't retire. Then he did retire, then he didn't retire. I mean, bless Mark Jackson's heart. I know it's in the right place, but when he came out a couple of days ago and said that he had worked out with Antonio Brown, and there's no quit in that guy. Are you kidding me? That's all he does is quit. I mean, look up week 17, 2018, where he quite literally quit on the Steelers by every definition of the word Q-U-I-T and didn't go out there when they played a game that they had to win to get into the post. By the way, playoffs. Or go back and look at all the nonsense last year with the Raiders. I'm not making fun of mental health issues. Quite the opposite. I hope the guy gets some help, but he's almost like the NFL's Kanye. He's brilliant when he's on the field, but can you ever trust him to get on the field? And someone may sign him, but, you know, the odds that he can walk a straight and narrow and do all the right things on the field week 9, I'll believe it when I see it. I hope it happens because he's a charming guy. I know you guys, you walk away for 5 minutes after talking to the guy and you go, I get it. I get what some way.
Andrew Siciliano, by the way, Pop Warner also coached Carlisle.
Yes.
Did you know that?
Oh,
yes.
Man.
I did
Pop
not
Warner,
know.
Pop Warner, a big part. Yes, Pop Warner, a big part of this book. Yes.
Wow.
Yeah.
Andrew, I'd like to, being from Philadelphia, I'd like to thank the NFL Network for putting the big chip on Carson Wentz's shoulder by leaving him out of the top 100 players.
Okay. Thank the players who voted. Don't thank the network.
No, the local radio stations thank you for giving them 2 days of content.
Exactly.
So they can complain about the NFL networks. Because, you know, what the list is, Andrew, even your laundry list, people would argue over.
Listen, it's America loves listing things. And let's face it, when we've had 4 months, I don't even know how long, 4 months without sports, all we do is list things. To begin with, I mean, we used to do the show, spread it out over 2 months, right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Now we did the show in 2 nights. So, Carson Wentz is good at football. I don't think anyone doubts that. I think all the questions that anyone had with Carson Wentz before the show are the same after the show. We could sit here and argue if Patrick Mahomes should have been number one, how Russell Wilson was number two, but that was the first time he'd ever shown up in the top 10 on the show, which is absurd. How is Alvin Kamara only number 41? That doesn't make any sense, or 42, whatever he is. It's a list done by the players, some of whom take it more seriously than the others. And here's the other thing, too, is I don't know if it's changed, but there are really no instructions given to the players. It's not, hey, who had the best season, or who do you think has the most overall talent? or who do you think is most valuable to his team? They simply say, who are the top 100 players? And they are handed. So everyone can kind of interpret the ballot in their own way. Thus, the answers are kind of
Andrew Siciliano, and again, I just got reminded of it, but I was watching the segment. You had a segment where you were doing your show from your house, and there was a guy using a weed whacker or a hedge trimmer outside, and it was on the air. Then you go to the beach, and now you got the wind. Have you done a broadcast without any kind of interference of any way, shape, or form in the background since you've been working out of your home and not out there at the NFL Network on Culver Boulevard?
I haven't been in the studio since March 18th. We haven't done a show in that building. Well, I take it back.
I know you haven't. Louis.
Yeah. So the I thought the hedge trimmer was actually pretty funny. I think it livened up an Ian Rappaport update on Kevin Stefanski play calling, to be honest with you.
Wait a minute. Did you just rip Rap Sheet? You're saying that Ian Rappaport talking about Kevin Stefanski's play sheet needed to be interrupted by your neighbor using a hedge trimmer? What kind of insulation do you have in your place? What kind of building do you live in where you can hear a guy with a hedge trimmer outside?
It's not about insulation, Tony. It's about the fact that the houses where I live are right on top of each other, and there's basically like a body's width of an alley between my house and my neighbor's house, and he had a damn hedge trimmer out there, and the bedroom from which I do the show, I have the desk right by the window, and it was loud as you know what. I thought it was kind of funny. I got to liven up the show.
No, you know me. People think I'm seriously ripping you over this. I love that kind of stuff. That's what I live for. I live for people ripping each other.
And Andrew, we were hoping that you were going to be able to do the Zoom call on your bike ride this morning so that we could do a virtual bike ride with you.
Two things. Number one, that would have absolutely sounded awful. That would have sounded worse than this sounds. And number two, the odds of me wrecking my bike live on the show would have been high.
Yeah, but that would have been great ratings.
You would have been viral on the show, and then we would have posted it and made like $10 on the internet by doing it.
Right, and then I would have been in the hospital with a broken leg and truly gone viral when I got a virus.
No, you would have been, you would have said, hey, the trivia question would have been, what do Tom Coughlin and Andrew Siciliano have in common? You saw what happened to them, right?
With Syracuse and bike accidents. Yeah, that's what we have in common.
Exactly. Well, four fractured ribs, a punctured lung, head stitches. And he was riding his bike in Jacksonville and said another man on a racing bike out of nowhere clipped the front of his bike. And down went, this guy's 73. So luckily he's okay. I mean, that's got to be scary, man. Yeah. No matter who you are, how old you are, when somebody comes out of nowhere and clips you on a bike.
I almost ran someone over this afternoon who just wasn't looking. Of course, I'll take my blame, but it wasn't my fault. I got a heads up, and someone is just meandering across the bike path, walking on 2 feet, staring at their phone, not looking nor aware that they're crossing a bike path. Do you want to get run over?
Yeah, we used to go those bike paths down on the beach all the time, Tony and I. And you're right. People, it clearly says bicycle path.
It doesn't even say it. It's a universal sound for no walking on the bike path. It has like the big X out, no people. Right. And then you have to ring your bell and you have to yell at these people because they're all tourists and they don't realize. I mean, how do you not understand the international symbol for do not walk?
No, it's real simple. If you're going from the parking lot to the beach, that's fine. That's why the parking lot is next to the beach so you can drop your car and walk to the beach. Just take your face out of your phone and look up and realize that you are crossing a path with moving vehicles. It's really not hard.
Exactly right.
It's really not hard. It's really not that hard. By the way, speaking of bikes, Judy Batista responded to that video yesterday that she said, I will gladly trade the hedge trimmer for mine. And she lives in Manhattan. Who just bought an exercise bike or a Peloton or something and has it directly above where she does her stuff from every day.
Now, who was this? I missed the name because
the great Judy Batista.
Oh, Judy Batista. I know Judy Batista. Yes, I didn't catch the full name because it blipped a little bit there. So she, I lived in Venice Beach. I love when I heard the hedge trimmers and the grass cutters. Because that would be January when everybody else is freezing and I'd be watching people cut grass. You know what I'm saying?
it beats watching paint dry.
Exactly right. So when does it crank up? Now, you're going to be back doing the DirecTV NFL Red Zone channel, the original Red Zone?
Yes, sir. That would be the 13th of September. Let's just get there.
How many years will this be now?
This will be year 16, believe me or not.
Wow.
That's a long run.
16 years of doing NFL Red. And, you know, and we know your buddy who does it on the NFL Network. The great Chris
Scott,
Hansen.
Scott.
I know Chris Hansen does it. He just says, "Will you say, hey, Andrew, why don't you come here and sit down at my countertop? And I got a little something to show you." No, Scott Hansen does it, but you're the granddaddy of them all, man.
You are far too kind. And as I was thinking about this morning, actually, because tomorrow is the 20th anniversary of me moving here. So I figure your 20th anniversary would have just happened like a couple of months ago because you came out a couple of months before, I believe I did,
yep,
in the year 2000. So I always go back to the same line. It's the old PSA from the 80s, right, where the dad opens up that box in the closet and says, "Son, why are you doing this?" And he says, "From you, Dad. I learned it from you," right? So that's why I'm still here, Tony. That's the only way I've survived. From you. I learned it from you.
Well, thank you, Andrew. I know you're full of crap, but by the way, we're gonna have Colleen. We're gonna have Colleen Wolf on more regularly than you, man. I was wondering why I haven't had you back on again, and we had Colleen on last week on Zoom, and I had to rip you for always bagging me when I get to you on Twitter, when I DM you and you don't respond. Like, you're big time, man. I get it.
Wait a minute. You DM'd me, and I immediately responded 10 seconds later to Robin. Because she was trying to set it up.
Yes, and well,
Mike Golic doesn't big time. I mean, he came on my show after his last show at 22 years at ESPN.
And he was hammered.
Which was awesome.
I'm here. How am I big time?
I'm joking. See, you're still ultra sensitive, man. You moved to California from the East Coast, and then you become soft, man. I knew it would happen eventually, man. You become soft.
That's me. You got it right. You totally got it right.
One last thing, Andrew, and I really need this explained to me because I don't quite understand the logic behind it. Going to the beach and then completely bundling up. Doesn't that defeat the purpose of going to the beach?
Why do you guys think I'm bundled up?
Because the momentary glimpse we had of you on Zoom that we were able to see.
He looked bundled up.
He looked bundled up. Yeah. It looked like you had a turtleneck kind of shirt
on.
He has a Rams
T-shirt on, right?
You guys are totally wrong. I had a short sleeve Nike Dry Fit shirt on. Yeah, I just got here like 10 minutes ago, and I was thinking of, if we're going to do this, I'm not doing it shirtless. So I kept my shirt on.
Now you kept the pant. Now you have the thong on, though. Do you have the thong? Because we don't have to see you guys under, from the waist down. So you could be wearing nothing
on the set.
Exactly.
Yeah.
I can guarantee you, I'm wearing swimming trunks, and I have a buff thing, like a gator.
Oh,
okay.
Gator.
Okay.
Okay.
Gator.
By the way, the choice to not go shirtless was the wrong choice.
Because I know you're jacked. I know you're in there working on the Peloton and lifting the heavy weights, and you're probably all ripped out there.
I haven't lifted a weight in like 5 years.
I hate to do it. I said you were soft, and now you've just confirmed it, ladies and gentlemen. I hate to do it to you, dude.
or the other answer is I broke my neck, and I've decided to not lift heavy weights.
That would be excusable. Hey, man.
I mean, that's the other possibility.
Wait a minute. Do you even lift, bro? That's right, man. How can you live in California? Somebody come up to you and say, "Do you even lift, bro?"
No, because I'm not going to let anyone get near me.
Andrew Siciliano on the beach, man. Chilling. Low-key faded, bro. Low-key faded, as we like to say back in the day, man. Hey, man, appreciate you popping on. Even on your day off, man, I appreciate you. Next time, get a better signal, man.
I love you guys.
All right, man. Take care, brother. There he is. Andrew Siciliano. Let's put your hands together.
About that. Reading a book about Carlisle, PA.
I wouldn't read a book about Carlisle, PA if I got the job in Carlisle, PA, which I was turned. I'll never forget
that. So that's
a
true story.
First job, because I just finished going to Temple.
Yep.
I finished journalism school, political science. I wanted to be a news guy. I get an audition. Hey, come on up. I flew up on my own way. I paid my own airfare to Carlisle.
Wait, you flew to Carlisle?
I flew to Carlisle, yeah. And I get there, and I go run into the station, do an audition. The guy says, sorry, you don't have the job.
Wow.
Can you believe that?
Is that guy still around? We need to get him on the air.
I don't know. That guy's probably dead.
Yeah.
That's like 50 years ago, man. Yeah. The guy was old then. You think he's still around?
Oh, no.
Hell
no.
You think I'm surprised I'm still around. We're coming right back. 215-462-TONY. 215-462-8669. And we got strapper line calls we
yes,
got
we
to
do.
Get to, Harry. I heard there's a couple good strappers on there today. We'll play those next.
The Tony Bruno Show.
Mark Clara continues to talk with us.
Hey, Mark, what's your take on the Dak Prescott situation? Obviously, he's going to play this year under the franchise tag.
The thing that drove me crazy about the whole Dak Prescott situation was, you know, the Dallas Cowboys, they kept releasing the contract terms. One thing I know about players and agents, they don't release a contract term unless they're going to sign it. They don't say, hey, look, we got this money, but we're not going to sign it because it's not enough money. And the thing that drives me crazy about organizations is they all claim salary cap victim. The salary cap can totally be manipulated. You can pay anybody that you want to pay. That's the way the salary cap works. You can always find money. You can manipulate the cap. You can redo other people's contracts. Just look at Kansas City with Patrick Mahomes, with Chris Jones. If your intent is to get it done, you'll find a way to get it done.
Into the night. Catch new episodes of The Tony Bruno Show with Harry Mays. Weekday afternoon starting at 3 Eastern on Dan Patrick Radio Channel 211 and the SiriusXM app.
We've got Tony Bruno Show gear, yo. Check out the TonyBrunoShow.com shop for all your beautiful and I am pissed off t-shirts. And don't forget the popular, if we're going to die, let us die drunk at least, plus new t-shirts and other paraphernalia being added daily. Go to TonyBrunoShow.com/shop to purchase and for more information.
When life is in chaos, your home is your safe haven. It's your most important asset. But do you own it? Don't be so sure. Imagine getting evicted for non-payment of a loan you never took out. It happened to Deborah, and it's happening everywhere. It's called home title theft, and the FBI calls it one of the fastest growing crimes. It's why I urge you to get Home Title Lock. Your home's legal title is kept online, and thieves know it. They'll forge your signature on your home's title, and that's it. They legally own your home. Then they can take out loans on your home. Your bank doesn't cover you, and neither does your insurance. The only way I know of to avoid this nightmare and possible eviction is with Home Title Lock. Go to HomeTitleLock.com and register your address to see if you're already a victim. And use code SAVE for 30 free days of protection to help you through this crisis. Go to HomeTitleLock.com. HomeTitleLock.com.
Hurt at work? Go right now to InjuredWorkers.com. When you're injured on the job, your family is injured as well. Turn to a firm of legal attorneys that can help, that care, and that you can count on. Go to InjuredWorkers.com from Malamut & Associates. Nobody plans to get injured. When it happens, you need InjuredWorkers.com. Get the help you need from InjuredWorkers.com. Go to InjuredWorkers.com right now.
Are you listening to the Tony Bruno and Harry May Show Monday through Friday at 3 p.m. Eastern? You can catch it right here on Dan Patrick Radio, SiriusXM 211, and on the SiriusXM app.
Welcome back to the Tony Bruno Show with Harry Mays on SiriusXM 211.
Good chatter going on in the Twitch stream between breaks, even though there is no couch guys today. And again, our couch guy, do we have any updates from the hospital on him?
No.
Conlon Farrell, the more active couch guy, the new couch guy, Cam.
Yeah.
He's working today, but he's doing
Cal.
It.
Cal.
Cal. What did I call him?
Cam.
Cal.
Well, all of our interns
are
begin with a C.
Yeah, I know.
Yes.
It's very confusing.
Caleb, Conlon, and Cal.
I know.
Wow.
Is that it's a job requirement.
It's a requirement.
Yeah, it is.
And it's on purpose to screw Tony up.
Mm.
Tony flew the Spirit of St. Louis to Carlisle.
Yes.
And which is in the Air and Space Museum in the Smithsonian in Washington, D.C., the original Spirit of St. Louis.
And Conlon became Couch Guy,
correct,
which is another C.
Yes.
Mind blown.
Coincidence? Don't ask Andrews Siciliano again.
That was
How could you not know that one? Come on, man. And Andrews, like, he's a sharp guy.
Yeah.
He knows all these stupid things that we do. He knows all these movie lines. Speaking of movie lines, let's play a strapper call because I want to get to this Joe Pesci story, Harry.
Yeah.
Because this one piqued my interest earlier today.
Oh, yeah. I thought of you when I read it.
Why did you think of me? I hate mob movies.
No, no, not because of that, but I'll tell you why when we do it.
So let's go to the strapper line, ladies and gentlemen.
Strapper line. Let's go live to the 2020 Magoo Classic at Hermitage Golf Course in Nashville, Tennessee. And here's our reporter, Todd Lewis. T. Lou, what's going on? Well, thank you, guys. Nick Cale, Mike Robertson, Barry Hazlett getting ready to go off in a threesome today at 2:09 on the President's Reserve. Weather could be a factor. We'll try to play handsomely, go about nicely, have birdie putts in name only, and avoid being snookered. Back to you guys. Let's go back to the phones.
Wow. Wow. Do I have to give him? Do I have to give
Nick Cale? For those of you who did not know, that is
former colleague Nick Cale, live in Nashville.
Yes.
That's stupid.
Exactly. He's got a bunch of his buddies from Lehigh Valley that went down there to play golf. And
did they fly in from the ABE airport?
Well, last year they drove because I flew down there last year. This time last year I was down there.
Playing golf with them at that same track, Aaron?
And then we went to the Memphis tournament.
Was it a good track?
It was very nice. Very nice golf course.
But it's not an elite golf course.
It's really nice. It's public, but it's one of the best public courses I've played on. Yeah.
Do I have to give him one of those?
Yeah, do it.
I think I saw some other strapper lines. Were they just not appropriate?
That was the only one. Yeah, when I came in this morning, there was only that one.
Weird.
Wow.
Thought we had multiples.
I know.
You figure a whole week of strappers to build up. But you know why? There's sports to bet. But we have to get to this other story, Harry. We got to get to the Joe Pesci update.
Okay.
Now, Joe Pesci, like all of us, he's getting older. Have you seen recent pictures of him?
Yeah.
Well, I didn't see that movie, The
Irishman.
The Irishman, because they all made them digitally look younger, right?
Yeah.
They digitized them. But Joe Pesci lives up in the Jersey Shore, North Jersey Shore area.
It's one of his homes, yeah.
And he lives on the beach.
Mm-hmm.
And on that beach up at that stretch up off of Barnegat Bay, there's piers, docks.
I think it's West Point Island specifically is where his place is.
And he lives at Barnegat.
Yeah.
But it's north of like Long Beach Island,
yes.
LBI. It's the next island up. And so he has a house on the beach, apparently. And then one of his neighbors, and there's pictures of it in the New York Post today, has a pier that goes way out, farther than the steel pier used to go out down in Atlantic City. I mean, it is way out there.
Yeah, it's like three times the normal length of the piers.
And you know what Pesci said, Harry, when he saw his neighbors doing that and found out that the community was not doing anything about it?
I am pissed off.
So he got mad, and apparently he wrote to his local politicians there. And he is against this pier, Harry.
Mm-hmm.
Bring down this pier. Apparently, they're not listening to him much. So things got ugly. And we have tape of when he went to the local constable's office to try to get that damn pier whacked. Let's go to the tape.
Told you.
Back
you remember?
Up, back
you remember
up,
what I told
here.
You?
Wait a minute. I asked you, when the heck did I ever ask you if I could come out here? Get this through your head, you. Get this through your head, you Jew money lover, you. You only exist out here because of me. That's the only reason. Without me, you personally, every lousy wise guy still around, I'll take a piece of your filthy Jew act. Then where are you gonna go?
You're being warned.
Don't ever go over my head again.
You stupid sucker, you.
Wow.
He is.
You're a crumb creep coward. You're a real crumb bum. Yeah,
I thought of you because of your boat situation.
Yes.
When I saw this with the
dock. Well, I don't have
dock.
A pier. I have a dock.
Right.
That pier is like 100 miles. My dock's just a little piece of floating concrete in Margate.
Right.
It's not that long. And you pay property
Well, you're
tech.
In a marina.
Yeah, I'm in
so,
a marina.
Yeah, yeah.
I don't have a house at the beach like Pesci.
Yeah.
But I'm still confused on why the person editing the movie for television, instead of just putting nonsense in there, went anti-Semitic.
Right.
Like, you could have put just –
Well, because the Nero character,
it was kind of a key element of the movie.
Was a relative, by the way, of our own Ryan Rothstein.
Right, he's a great uncle or something.
No,
yeah,
he's a great uncle. Ace Rothstein. That audio clip is Pesci yelling at Ace Rothstein. It's essentially Tony yelling at me every day. There, that's basically what it is.
Exactly right.
Exactly.
You know? Now, earlier when we were putting this together, I said I got to get some jokes.
You exist here
because of me. Don't you forget it.
I mean, there's so many great Pesci lines because everything is a curse word.
Yeah.
So this
especially Casino.
Yeah, it's impossible to edit Joe Pesci, but they actually did for the television ad. So we're listening to the original scene from Casino, where every other word, the fact that they were actually able to edit that, and then the part where he calls him a Jew, the worst possible name,
right?
Although calling him about being a, what did he call him? What was it instead of a MF?
He called him a money lover.
Yeah. Money loving Jew?
Yeah, you Jew, money lover, you,
something like that. Wow.
Yeah, so, but yeah, they could have tried a little harder than that. Although when I first started recording it, when it was the original stuff in the movie, I'm like, this is going to take me an eternity to edit.
Yeah, and I figured there had to be, because I didn't realize they put, Casino's been around so long, 2005, I think. It's like 15
years old. 95.
Longer than that. 95?
Yeah. Oh, so that's 25 years ago.
Yeah, so I just, you know, looked up TV edit, and I found some of the clips for it. But, you know, they still have a guy's head in a vice on the TV version, but they, you know, put
the fact
freaking
that they were able
in
to
there instead.
Yeah, you have to listen to the TV edit version and then the original version. Back to back.
Right.
I mean, whoever did that, did they have Pesci actually do the words, mouth the other words? Because
well,
it's still
question.
His
edit
voice.
Words? I don't
wonder.
Know.
I wonder if there's like a trove of safe alternatives that each actor records ahead of time just for these incidents.
Well, like freak you? No, freak you.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. That's good stuff, man. Now people are asking me about when did I motorvote Robin last. How do I remember?
What does that have to do with anything?
I don't know. People are talking about motor. What's
I guess they're talking about boats.
Oh.
Yeah.
I don't have a boat. I have a slip. Without a boat. I have a horse with no name, too, but that's in the desert when I go out to Sedona.
When you're in Sedona.
Which I need to do
very soon. In between jobs.
Exactly right. There will be no other in-between job, Harry.
No, this is it.
This is it.
This is it.
Last dance.
It's the last dance. Yes. I guess the Twitch cameras are the camera crew then?
Exactly. There'll be a 20-episode doc released in 2032.
Now, Tony, it is almost 5 o'clock, which means that on Fridays we normally break out some libation.
Mm-hmm. Yes. And now, I got the ice bucket already for Rothstein upstairs. All he's got to do is fill the bucket.
Right, but he's got to make sure he sanitizes.
Yeah, I don't want you touching my ice.
Because
I don't want you touching my cold cojones up there.
Yes, Mr. Pesci.
I always have to make sure the canine, you know, does this.
Yes.
Too, so I'll make sure you do it.
Okay. But the question is, what's the chance of us going overtime with a blue show today?
I don't know about it. I'm pretty wiped from this week, Harry.
Yeah.
I've been on the phone with lawyers.
Doing some extra segments.
Doing some extra segments.
I'm leaving early either way. So.
Oh, yeah.
He's just
well, I'm tethered to the show.
Another Irish goodbye.
We just need the ice baby. And by the way, I got to give it up to Trader Joe's today, Harry.
Mm-hmm.
Trader Joe's did not. Trader Joe just said no, Harry. Trader Joe's, they were trying to cancel him.
They didn't
He's
cower
dead,
to
of course.
The mob?
They did not cower to the mob that wanted them to change the names of all of their products that have been in the stores forever. And they said, they issued a statement. We disagree that any of these products and the packaging are racist. So Trader Joe's says, take that thing and stick it right up the old wazoo, bitches. You know what I'm saying?
Yes. So what is it, like Jose's tortilla chips
or something,
right?
So they had taco shells, and instead of Trader Joe's, it said Trader Jose's taco shells.
Which is the Spanish name for Jose.
Right.
For Joe. Correct.
Right.
And so
like Joe in Norristown.
At first, they reviewed it, and they decided that the naming of products would be fun and show appreciation for other cultures.
I have another name that I would say, and I'll tell you in the next hour. Stick around.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.